WE9GWM.
Okay, so I'm going to keep transmitting, and you go ahead, you hit transmit right now. Go ahead.
Yep, we're duplex.
Yeah, WE9GWM. Full duplex.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're a little louder. Sounds really nice, too. And hey, tell me now, does it sound like I'm overdriving now?
No, not at all. It's absolutely perfect. It's like cell phone, just like you said.
Right, because the W9LY is overdriving me on its side. So there you go. That's pretty sweet. You know, when I first started in amateur radio, well, not even amateur radio, I had a Baofeng, and I think I had just gotten my GMRS license. And I'm listening to the N9IAA one day in the morning, and I hear two guys talking full duplex. And I've described it at the time, for another 6 months after that, I described it to several hams saying, hey, I'm pretty sure I heard that guy talking full duplex. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I have no idea. You must be confused. But I think I figured it out. I think those two guys were using it this way. And, yeah, they were I remember them saying talking about images that they were sending over to each other. I don't know if they were sending them via, you know, 14.230 they do slow scan TV over there. But, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. I think you unkeyed. Did you? Okay.
I did unkey.
Okay. I thought you had disconnected. Yeah, the WM9W keeps keying up and unkeying like someone's just dropping a dead key every so often here. Unless you hook back up to it. I don't know. Yeah, it just keyed up again.
No, I'm not connected to that one at all. I've got Alan on the W9 or N9IAA right now on the handheld, and this computer, this laptop has really good noise canceling. I really like it. Like I see that it's not even making the bar move when I turn the HD up like that.